Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rolling.
Hi.
This message is from Mark only.
Oh.
What's up?
Hey, Mark.
We miss you.
We look forward to recording with you in the future. Things are weird here in the closet.
I swear he's gonna put this in.
That should be the intro.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. I am Ashley.
I'm Taryn.
And we are here. This is like quarantine day 36 for us.
Dear God.
Can't believe it's been over a month. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're doing good. We have each other.
Sometimes. Just kidding.
We have our dogs. And, we're doing okay. We're doing fine. This is our first, I guess it's not our first normal episode, but, last time we had our roommates with us, which if you didn't hear that, you should definitely hear it. We talked about all kinds of fun things. But, it's just us again.
Did you get a lot of feedback on that? I feel like I got on personal on UA and emails, a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, I love that episode and I really enjoyed, I needed to hear some tactics, which was cool. Cause I'm like, okay, we're not the only ones. How do we function being stuck in a house? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I got a lot of great responses from people, just loving hearing that side of us, because we're normally talking about other people or just our relationship as friends, but diving deep into okay, here's what it's like as, roommates, and here's what it's like, as quarantined roommates. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different story. So even if you've been living life with someone, a partner or a friend or a roommate or whatever for a while, it's going to be different.
Yeah. I'm sure now. A lot of people are like, why do I really want to punch you in the face right
now? You're I've been roommates with you for 2 years. Why am I having a problem? You know,
fully. And we were talking about this actually. I mean, we've talked about this the past 30,000 days or whatever. But even today, we drove to get coffee and it was super weird how normal it felt to see everyone in masks and to have to walk up to a table and a fence separating me from the barista and show her a number on my phone and her to reach over the fence to set my coffee down for me then to pick it up. That was I felt I was just doing a normal day task. And we were talking about this the other day because, we definitely are super blessed. We're quarantined with some of our best friends. We're lucky in a lot of ways. But then we have days where we're super confused. Like, why am I so sad today? Or like, why am I anxious? And I think we all collectively as humans need to remember that, like, what we're going through is not normal.
No.
And even though we may, because as humans, we try to like justify things and like create new normals and adapt, we need to like be okay with giving ourselves that grace to like be a little nuts or psycho sometimes. And like when those crazy emotions come up, to be like, oh yeah, like I'm quarantined. Like there's a freaking virus going around the
world. Actual worldwide.
Yeah.
Epidemic, like pandemic, whatever.
Both work.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we, after having our talk with our roommates on unsolicited advice, like a week later, which was, I'm trying to think. It was last Tuesday, I think. We had another like roommate meeting downstairs and we ended up diving into just again, and this is stuff like we had already known, but we kind of like reaffirmed. We like went around and like talked about our numbers, like what we need from each other and what, how each other can like help us individually, and like kind of explaining what we're going through, each person. And that's kind of like hard for me because I never really do stuff like that. But like just even admitting that I was like at the beginning of quarantine, I still had my routine. I was busting out my workouts. I was eating really healthy. I was, you know, doing everything right. And right now, like I'm just having trouble like getting out of bed and I don't have any motivation to work out. And that's really hard for me. And that sounds like such a cliche first world problem, I guess, that I'm like complaining about not getting my workouts in. But like going from, you know, waking up at 7, getting my workout in and, you know, getting all my work done to not being able to leave the house and not having that motivation anymore. I think I was doing really good at like keeping it going. And now it's just like, and now it's just like gone. But like, that's okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, okay.
And recognizing that it has nothing to do with me. Like this has everything to do with it. This is not a normal situation.
Time. Yeah. And I think it's going to come in waves. Ash was talking, we had, if you're like, what's a number? Obviously, you've never listened to any of our episodes, so rude. Just kidding. Welcome.
Hello.
But yeah, we had like an Enneagram night and where Ash kind of like broke down each of our numbers. And then like we went around and said like, oh, this is something I didn't know about you. And then as the number, we kind of said like, oh, this is what I relate to the most. And it was like really valuable. But I think what you were touching on too is, I don't think we realize how many things, because some of us are like, why am I having a hard time? Like, I get to stay at home. I can still work from home, or, you know, I'm get to play video games. I get to do this. Like, why am I having a hard time? And I think we forget that, like, there's so many things that we had built in our normal lives that, like, we fed from.
Yeah.
100%. You know what I mean? Like for me, I commuted to work, and there was a day the other day where I just went for a drive and I like had a, I was listening to Crime Junkie, which by the way, there's so many episodes now because I don't listen to podcasts, which you guys, please keep listening to us because I get it. Like you have to find new ways to like do the things that you used to do. And I don't know about you, but like, I don't think you've gone on like a long, long drive yet.
No.
But like when I came back, I was just like a new person and I realized, oh, my drives to work were my way of like having me time. So I'm like, okay, well, how do I build in this new normal, like me time? You know what I mean? So it's just, it's very interesting. And I think we all have to keep just like being okay with not being okay.
Yeah.
And then being creative when we need to, but
yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Quarantine, man.
Quarantine, man. We did do, I like Taryn said, we did the Enneagram talk where we just kind of like broke down our numbers and what we were needing and what we were struggling with at that time. A tool that I did use that I pulled up from online is Don Richard Risso. He has a whole list of affirmations and releases for all the 9 types of Enneagrams, which was really cool. Yeah. So, I'll have this linked on our Instagram for sure. But again, this is the Don Richard Risso, his 9 types for Enneagram, the releases and affirmations. So basically he gives you like each number, like number 1, I now release, and then a whole list of problems that typical number 1s would deal with. And then a whole list of affirmations that you couldn't, you can encourage that number with also. Yeah. So it's really cool and really helpful. I won't spend too much time explaining it, but I'll have that linked for you guys if you guys want to check it out.
I think it's cool too, like tools like that, because especially in times like this where you kind of almost numb out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's cool to look like this specifically, like if I identify as a two, I can read those and know that those are like catered to just like people like me. Mm-hmm. And if I'm like, I don't really know how I feel, I can read through that list of like what I release. And you know, like you read something and it like, it hits you like mm-hmm. right in your nuts. I'm sorry. I don't know why. Dear God, it's because I have brothers. But it like hits you and then you're like, oh, and it kind of like, it's almost like when you listen to songs and you hear like a lyric and you're like, like it was written just for me.
Yeah.
It's like good to like read and put words to feelings that you have that you might not even be in tune with, like, oh, I'm feeling this, you know?
Yeah. No, 100%. Super cool. Especially like you being the only like two in the house.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
You know, me being the only nine in the house, it's a little helpful to see something specifically for you that you know everyone else doesn't really feel or recognize or notice, you know?
Yeah.
No, it's comforting for sure.
Yeah. The other hardship I've had in the past couple days, you know, there are certain things you like really look forward to.
Yes.
Last night we went to Chick-fil-A.
We've been doing as a group, like as roommates, we've been doing one, like we've been trying to really eat at home. We're trying to really do this quarantine thing, right? But we've been letting ourselves like go out once a week, and it's been Fridays.
And so, it's like we're I mean, we have our masks on, we have our gloves on, but like it's been good to like we were talking about today, just like support. Obviously Chick-fil-A is like a bigger company, but you know, even like a local coffee shop, like if we kind of check it out and we're like, okay, it seems safe. Like
if they're doing everything right, then we feel comfortable going. Totally. Cause we're doing everything right.
But so for our cheat meals, we all kind of like either decide like, oh, we're all going to do pasta together or we are all going to do different things. All I wanted was a large Diet Coke from Chick-fil-A. Like that's all I wanted. And if you are a Diet Coke enthusiast, you get me. Like there's certain places that Diet Coke is really good, and then there's other places that not. Mm-hmm. Jack in the Box, not really a fan. Del Taco, I do like their Diet Coke. Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out are on another level. Like their Diet Coke is the best.
It's good to know.
The best I've ever had is this place called Pepe's that was by my old apartment. Just a fun fact. Anyways, so that's all I wanted. And so we went through the whole ordeal, which it's like exhausting now, like to all get in a car, get your mask on. Like you're kind of stressed out the whole time. We get all our stuff and I make this big deal to Ash. Like I open the straw and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to give you the first sip because I was feeling generous. Then I go and I take this huge gulp and it was freaking regular Coke. And again, some of you are like, what's the big deal? But if you are a Diet Coke addict, you know that that is like
slap in the face.
Pure acid, just drinking acid. So I was so depressed. Like I literally hung my head and I just told them like, I need a few minutes.
I could tell. I could tell by like the dramatic response. She didn't even say exactly what had happened. I was like, oh, dang, they gave you Coke.
No, she knew. But yeah, and I was like, I'm not going to make us go back and like go through all that again. So it's fine. And then this morning, we went to our favorite coffee shop.
Yeah, we were trying to do some like normalcy. Usually before we record, we usually go to our local coffee shop.
It pumps us up.
They officially like reopened and are doing everything correctly, like Taryn said. So we were like, oh, let's go like start our recording with a coffee like we normally do.
Yeah, and they didn't give me oat milk, guys. They didn't. Okay. And then the other night I tried to warm up chocolate in the microwave and I burnt my finger and I have a giant blister. I'm just struggling. And I just wanted to throw that out there. So all of you who are like, why should I complain about this paper cut I got on my knuckle? Like I feel you. Like those little things add up.
I hope you're validated right now.
Okay. That's it. That's all I wanted
of those
to say.
Things can push you over the edge. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh. It's so funny.
Okay. So should I do a turn it up?
I feel like it's about that time.
I feel like I never get to do turn it ups. And this one caught me because her title was "This Wouldn't Even Happen to Taryn." And I was like, okay, dang. Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Which I'm still trying to think if anything ever has happened to me like this. I can't think of one kind of. Okay. Anyways, let me just
wait. After you should say yours.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure. Just, you know, you, that was interesting to me. I'm curious.
Okay. Okay. Hey girls. I love y'all so, 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 so much. You too, Mark.
Oh, Mark.
Aww. We miss Mark.
This I was going to say RIP, but that's not correct.
No. He's, guys, he's alive and
he's
well.
Alive and well.
We just want to say.
Just at his own place.
This story is something that happened that I don't even think Taryn can relate to.
Wow.
I know. I had a boyfriend for about a year. I ended up breaking it off. I just didn't feel it was right for me. 6 months later, I went to college in a different state. And my first week, I met this guy. Let's call him John. So John was super cute, but even more importantly, he was kind, respectful, and funny. I love a funny man, don't we all?
Mm-hmm.
We went on our first date 2 weeks later, and it was amazing. It had been 2 years, and we were engaged. I'm like, what?
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. Okay. Let's roll right past it.
At first, I'm reading this, and I was like, is this what you said would never happen to me? Because you know I'm single.
Personally triggered.
Just kidding. I love him so much and trust him like no other. About a month after the engagement, I went to my hometown. John had to stay because he had a class. I went to visit my sister and meet her new baby. My family and I were going to have dinner to celebrate the baby and engagement. My mom needed me to pick up some stuff from the store. I went to our local store and got groceries. I then checked out at one of the self-checkout type things. As I was paying, I felt a tap on my shoulder. I turned around and saw my ex-boyfriend. That's always fun.
Oh.
You can't relate.
I've literally never experienced anything like that before, ever. Whereas, like, Taryn runs into hers all the time.
I haven't seen them, talked to them, anything. Yeah. No, mine's actually been a hot minute. But we're fine. So right, like, right. I actually wouldn't mind seeing him. Cause it's like, you know
what
I mean?
It's not that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah. And you're always curious, like, how's he doing? Like, whatever.
Whereas but, like, if I saw one of my exes, I would literally stop dead in my tracks. I'd be like, whoa,
like a ghost. You saw a ghost.
Yeah.
I've said before, but my ex's brother, I introduced to my best friend at the time they got married. Mm-hmm. So like we broke up and then I had to see him at birthday parties.
Yeah.
They ended up getting married and me and my ex sang at their wedding.
So like, uncomfortable. You know, just that's so uncomfortable.
I joke about this with her all the time.
You're such a trooper. I don't know if I could have done that.
You know, yeah,
I would have been
being
like,
a two.
You know what? Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Congratulations, though. Absolutely not.
We were like sitting in his room, like where I'd spent so many days and like,
In his room
practicing. And there was one moment where I just like, we made eye contact and I just lost it. I was laughing so hard because I was just like, this is so not normal. Like, this is not normal.
I literally, did he ask you to come over to practice?
Well, I mean, we had to practice and right, it was just one of those.
But not in his room.
I didn't want him at my house.
Well, right. There couldn't have been anywhere else.
I don't know.
I don't know. I would never.
I mean, I'd
be like, you want me to sing at your wedding and you want me to practice in his bedroom?
Well, she didn't ask me to do that. It was just like when me and were, oh my gosh, Mark, can you bleep it? But you can keep in where I ask you to bleep it because it's funny. Anywho, we're talking about this way too much. Let's move on.
No, I'm so like you, if my ex was like, we need to practice. Do you want to come over around like 3 and like it ends up being his room? You would have lost it on me.
I don't know because
you'd have been like, you practiced in his room?
By this point, it was like,
I could hear you saying it.
It was like done. Because like, and we've talked about this before, like how girls will put up with so much and then they hit a point and they're done.
Yeah.
And how boys, like, they recycle, like they go through it over and over. And I already had been through the whole, I was so depressed. I still wanted to marry him. I still would have done anything. And then he was doing things that were just like not right at the end, like after a breakup, like the whole, like, still want to marry you, but like, I got to work on myself and like be single with God, blah, blah, blah. And so there had come
such
a point.
Such a cliche Christian response. I hate it.
Yeah.
But we'll move past it.
Yeah. But there had come a point where I had heard just one of the many things that like really bothered me. And I called him and was like, this is like not right. Like, mm-hmm. are you going to continue like doing the things you're doing? Or do you actually mean that like, you want a future with me? And he did like the whole like, well, I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong, so I don't feel like I need to stop. And so that was like my, and I told him, I said, I'm going home. I'm throwing away everything. And like, this will never happen.
Yeah.
And he was like, you got to do what you got to do. I'll never forget that sentence because I was like, oh my God. And I did.
That's so stupid.
And I did. I like threw everything away. And so
you got to do what you got to
do. So by this point, like I was solid. You know what I mean? So yeah. It was more just like, this is so awkward, but it wasn't like I was in danger of like getting right. back with him. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. You guys always want us to talk about our personal selves. So there you go. I turned around. I saw my ex-boyfriend. It was so weird. He said things like, oh, long time no see. How's school? How's your dog? Things like that. By the way, I don't even have a dog. I just tried to answer his questions as quick as possible. Then I told him I needed to go. As I'm loading my groceries in my car, I felt another tap on my shoulder. I was so annoyed. I just wanted to go home and eat my mom's food, not talk to my ex. So I turn around and I was shocked. As I turn, I see him there with an opened Ring Pop. And she's all, that I don't think he paid for. And he's down on a knee. Then he looks into my eyes and said, I've never stopped loving you. Will you go out with me?
What? With a freaking Ring Pop?
I mean, in like, if it was completely different context, it could be a cute thing.
It's a clever idea, but not for an ex.
In years.
Not for an ex. No.
In years.
Yeah.
Okay. So she goes, what? Could he not see my ring? Because remember, she's engaged now.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was going
Wait,
to be-
I forgot about
yes.
that.
Yes. Everyone in the area was watching. I was so confused. I did not want to date him. I came home to be with my family. I was so shocked and stood there for what felt like an eternity, took a deep breath, and just put my left hand out and pointed to my ring. He went pale. Oh, he said, you're not single? I was so mad. No, I'm happily engaged to a man I love. I then turned around, grabbed my cart, and walked out. I'm happy to say that I am married and expecting twins.
Oh
so
my
yeah,
God.
That was the story. I don't think even Taryn would go through that. LOL. Thanks for reading this. XOXO Anonymous.
That's a good one.
That's crazy.
This cocky little prick got down on a knee with Dude. A Ring Pop
Which,
to ask
like,
her out.
It'd be,
it
I
didn't
mean,
even look, but like after years of dating someone, I feel like the first response, if you're starting to feel feelings like right away after seeing them, would be to check the finger, like check.
I check every person's finger because we now are at that age where that is a very huge possibility.
Yeah.
So that's, it's like,
especially an ex that you haven't yeah. seen for years, there's a huge possibility that they're married.
Yeah.
So it's like you should, it's completely normal to check the finger and make yeah. sure.
It's so awkward.
What an idiot. Oh yeah. My God. I love that for you.
I definitely don't, since I literally only have one ex and we've never done the whole like, I still love you thing. Mm. I can't relate in that way, but I have had a guy act a certain way that I was like, what just happened? And it was when I went to downtown Fullerton, which I hate that place. It's just like every time I've gone out there, I run into someone from my past that I was totally fine with like never interacting with again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we went and it was for like a bachelorette party or something. And I was dancing and this guy came up and was dancing with me. So we were dancing for a while. He was like cute, but like it wasn't anything crazy. So then I said something like, oh no, like I need to be with my friends. So I'm like with my friends. And then this super hot guy comes up and starts dancing with me. And I was like, into
ding,
it.
Ding, ding.
Into yeah. it. So we're dancing. And all of a sudden, like, I feel him get, like, thrown. And I turn around. And the first guy I was dancing with is standing there. He had shoved him. And he goes, hey, that's my girl.
What?
I was like, I turned around. And I, like, looked. And I was like, wait, me? And they got in a full-blown brawl.
Oh, my God.
And homegirl over here, I literally was like, I turn and I'm looking and everyone's looking at me like thinking like I'm actually like
dating
connected
both of them.
To one of them.
Yeah.
I literally just was like, okay. And I just like literally ducked through people and left and was just like, I'm so confused. And the unfortunate thing is I had given guy number one my number already.
Uh-huh.
So I ended up saving him. in my phone as, I think his name was like Brian. I put like, Brian, do not answer. Because I was like, dear Lord Almighty, this guy has our whole future planned
out,
apparently.
That's what's like, that's what's hard is like, sometimes you just want to like delete numbers, but then if you don't have them labeled, you could think it's someone else and you respond.
Yeah.
This so sometimes it's better to keep their number and just be like,
put a clarifier.
Red flags, like all siren emojis, like don't respond. Yeah.
And you know? This is why I'm so weird about giving my number out.
Yeah.
So guys on dating apps that are like, hi, hey, can I have your number so we can talk outside
like
of
the,
this? I'm like,
I
don't know
to.
You. Yeah.
Idiot.
So that's the only freaking thing that popped up that was like a reaction where I'm like, but not at all to
oh
the
my
level
God.
She went
through. That's incredible.
Anywho.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall rock climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, should we get into our stories?
Yeah, dude.
Did you want to go first this time or did you want me to go first this time?
You can go first.
Okay, my story is a really, 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 really good one. And I'm really excited to share it with you guys.
Wow.
This one is titled, I'm not a princess that needs saving. I'm a queen that will fight by your side.
Oh,
mic drop. I mean, I feel like we could just like say, like leave everyone with the title and we all feel like uplifted and encouraged.
I'm like, should I change my Instagram bio? Because dang, I love that.
I know. It's so good. And it's kind of like, there's a spot where she like talks to us specifically. And it's really sweet.
Am I going to cry?
Okay, here we go. She begins. Hi, Taryn and Ashley.
Hi.
My name is Kim.
Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry.
And you can say my name. I love when people like clarify that. I want to start by saying I'm probably not like your average listeners. I'm turning the big 5-0 this year. And even though I may not be as young as most of the women that listen to your podcast, I do have to say I absolutely love it with all caps and 4 exclamation points. I find myself voicing my advice along with you to the people that write in while I'm driving to work, and the drivers in the car next to me might just think I'm crazy, but I don't care because I'm learning that by doing this, it shows me how my life experiences, good and bad, have made me who I am.
I love that.
I know, me too. She's very well spoken. In my life, I have had several, she puts in quotes, tearing it ups.
Hey.
But those stories might be for another day. Today, I want to talk about why I titled this, I'm not a princess that needs saving. I'm a queen that will fight by your side.
Oh my gosh.
It's still,
every time
I get chills.
Yeah.
I was brought to tears when I heard the episode about gaslighting. This was December 2019, because I was a victim of this horrible situation when I was in my 20s, between 22 and 27. My ex was exactly like what was described in the episode. I'm not going to get into a lot of details about it. I refuse to give him any more time of my life.
Ooh, girl, love
than to
that.
Say I have grown from the experiences that came out and came out on the other side a better person. But I will say the two best things in my life came out of it. The first being my son, Josh. He's my first love, and I could not have asked for a better child. Aww. He will be 27 this year, and I could not be more proud of the wonderful gentleman he has become. The second is my current husband, Ron. Because if my life had not taken the turn it did, I would not have had the joy of meeting him and being able to spend my life with him.
Oh, love that.
Whom I have to say is the perfect person for me and is my favorite person on the planet, which is so cute.
I love love.
She continues, I was broken. I thought I would never be able to be loved by anyone. I thought I was fooling myself that true love, I mean Disney princess true love, existed. I thought it was just that, like a fairy tale. After 6 years of being in a bad, all caps, situation, I was able to leave my ex and rebuild my life with my son, who was 4 by that time. Just know, I had been trying to leave him since I was 6 months pregnant, but he would not let me go. I then spent the next 15 years alone. I put this in quotation marks. She did, alone, in quotes. I didn't say that. I put this in quotation marks because it is just referring to not being in a relationship. I was far from being alone. I had my family, my friends, and my child.
Yeah.
I was far, she repeats, from being alone. So girls, this is to us. Ugh. If anyone gives you slack about not having a boyfriend or husband, believe me, all caps, you need to wait. Be picky and be very selective. I met the love of my life only when I learned to love myself again. When my son was at the age that I stopped being cool enough to hang out with, I decided I was no longer going to stop myself from being the best version of myself. So I started signing up for everything I could. Pottery classes, rock climbing classes. I even bought a ticket to go skydiving. That never happened. I had just decided to make a point of not staying home instead of going out if I was invited. I am a major homebody and I try to find any excuse to stay home, which I... That right hit. Now is a little different, but like before I was like, ooh, I felt like I was starting to go that way. So when my friend invited me to get together at his house, he threw in my face that I was not allowed to say no. And she put in parentheses, damn my new rules, which is so cute. So she went, if you were to ask my husband, he will say he was speechless when he saw me come into the room. But I think he likes to say that to make me feel beautiful. Needless to say, this is how we met, and I have not looked back since. It's been a wonderful 7 years, 3 years being married, she puts in parentheses, and I wouldn't change a thing. The quote in my title was actually sent to me in a text by my husband. I'm going to cry. when we were just starting out. He realized I was not someone who needed saving, but someone who would fight tooth and nail for the ones I loved, and he respects that, and he treats me like a queen every day. So here is my unsolicited advice for your listeners. when you are faced with the worst situation you can imagine, always know you are loved. If not by anyone else, you are loved by you, she puts in all caps. Once you realize this, everything will be better because you will be able to see that the person that will save you is you. Know your Prince Charming is out there. Just remember he has to respect who you are and love that person as much as you love that person. I wish you both happiness and love and all the good things to come. Keep doing what you're doing. In this time of strangeness, we need a little joy, and you have a wonderful way of making us smile. And to end the letter, here's a dad joke. She's amazing. What do you call a cow that cannot make milk?
I don't know.
A milk dud or an utter failure? And then she also, she literally like, she hit absolutely everything.
Should we just hire her to like do no, this with us?
I can't. This is a picture of us on our wedding day and on our third year Stop. Anniversary.
I'm not ready.
I know, me neither. They're so cute.
Oh my gosh, you're so, so happy.
I love the flower choices. They're gorgeous. The colors are great.
I'm unwell.
Literally, I felt a tear.
Kimberly, that was gorgeous.
You broke Ash. That's your first time.
That was beautiful. And I just think it was really, I love how she realized that by like voicing her advice along with us made her realize like she has so much advice to give.
Yeah.
You know, and it's crazy. I feel like we all go through these amazing, intricate, sometimes broken, sometimes fantastic, like moments in life. And yeah, a lot of times we don't share that with people,
yeah,
but people need to hear it. And like, I know like I took a lot away from this. I'm sure so many listeners took away from this as well. And I'm just so happy that she was able to like share that. And we were able to share that to even more people, you know?
Yeah.
It's so cool. Like that's a cool domino effect.
No, I freaking love that. Even my mom the other day was like saying that, you know, she does the same thing. Like when she's in her car and when we're giving advice, she's either like nodding and being like, yeah, that's what I would say. Or she said there's been a couple of times she's like, oh, wait, no, don't say that. And then we'll come around and say something. And she's like, oh, yeah, perfect. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I think that's what's so cool. And I love like honestly hearing the emails where it's like, listening to your episode gave me the confidence to go talk to like my friend about something is like what's so cool. And I don't know, it's become like almost like my personal like mission lately is just to like talk about the things that we hide, because I think it's so powerful, like so powerful. And the second you talk about it, then someone else feels the freedom to talk about their thing. Then someone else feels the freedom to talk about their thing. And it's like you said, like just this beautiful domino effect of like vulnerability, but also strength and like exposing that stuff, you know?
Yeah. And there's so many people that don't have, and I don't know you, Kimberly, but just going off of your email, there's so many people that don't have a healthy, female role model in their lives, and like hearing something like this isn't something they hear.
Yeah.
You know, I'm lucky. I have an amazing mom and I have a sister who's very strong, who encouraged me in like in that kind of way. But I know there's people who aren't. And then, there's also people who just, you know, need to get that like reassured. Like they know this, like I know this, but then, you know, it kind of like gets put it on the back burner and I don't think about it for a minute. And then someone says something so powerful like this and it just like brings it forward. And I'm like, oh yeah.
Well, and I think like when you're lonely, that's when you settle for things that just fulfill fixing that immediate problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what she's saying is like, once she like loved herself and this guy came, it wasn't a guy that she even had to question.
Yeah.
And so her saying like, just wait, like wait it out, because it is tempting to just like start things with whoever. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely a person who like, I have this like really strong gut and there'll be these guys that are like absolutely amazing, but something within me like keeps me from wanting to connect. And there's so many times like I'm like, oh, well, something's wrong with me. I just need to push through that. But then at the end of the day, I'm like, no, I really feel like God gave me this like feeling because something is out there and it's nothing against these guys, but something else is out there that I think he has for me. You know what I mean? So it's
and
like,
there really is nothing against those guys,
but
it's they, not them as a person, but like they're a waste of time for you because.
And I'm a waste of time for them.
Yeah.
Because
like mutually.
That means that like, if I just like do these things, like just talk to this guy because I'm lonely, first of all, like I could end up hurting him and I could end up like prolonging like who he's meant to be with. So it's like either way, it benefits both sides for like people to just stick to like, no, like I have to trust that like when it's right, I'm going to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think this is a really well-timed reminder because I think a lot of people are feeling alone and are feeling stuck in the house and like they need someone, even if it's just someone to talk to, or they're feeling like just desperately alone and just wanting to start something up on with someone on an app. Like I feel like there's a lot of people going through that right now and they might be just grabbing whoever's interested to start a conversation, and you might want to be, you should still be as careful as you would be on a real date, you know?
Like it's okay to connect and talk, but make sure that you're honest.
Still
and
be
not,
careful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
take your time and be, like she said, be freaking picky.
I freaking Love that quote.
Kimberly, I wish we could go get coffee. I know. I just want to chat with you.
I just want you to tell me everything's going to be okay.
So thank you so much, Kimberly, for sharing your story and being vulnerable with us. I absolutely loved this. And I know so many people got lot out of this.
Yeah, it's super funny because like the things people want us to talk about the most is like, sorry, I'm choked on my own spit, is like, people are like, they love when we talk about like our single struggles, mm-hmm. which I think is so interesting. But I think it's something that whether you're in your 30s, whether you're a teenager, whether you're like older and like experiencing, you know, maybe like an end of a relationship and starting the dating game again, it's the same, like those feelings of like loneliness and like longing for something are universal. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I think especially as a woman, because I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. I'm not a girl. I'm a woman. I'm
just kidding. One more time for the people in the back.
I think like it has been something that's so like shameful, or you have to be embarrassed, or you have to like appear as this empowered woman, which like I freaking am. Like mm-hmm. I can tackle the world by myself if I needed to. Oh, but it fully. Doesn't change the fact that like I desire to be loved and have a family. And so it's something that like I think people need to just talk about more.
Yeah.
And definitely. Especially like I just did an Instagram post, I think yesterday, where I talked about how I struggle with insecurity. Mm-hmm. And I talked about that while posting a photo that like I felt beautiful in. And I just wanted it to be something where, you know, I see so many like young girls comment on my stuff and be like, "You're perfect. Like I wish I looked like you," stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, I've literally struggled with insecurity and honestly probably a hint of body dysmorphia my entire life. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been until recently where I really feel like I'm getting healthy that I'm realizing how intense those issues have been throughout my life. And so for me, I wanted to like just talk about it because it's like I want everyone to see like everyone is going through stuff,
literally,
and
everyone.
It doesn't matter that you guys think I'm beautiful. Like if I don't think I'm beautiful, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like you can tell me I'm beautiful till you're blue in the face. If I go home and I look in the mirror and I start telling myself stuff that's like negative and hurtful, it does all of the stuff you said is erased.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everyone likes to preach like be kind to one another.
Yeah.
But no one really like, I mean, people do, but it's so different. Like you can't just be kind and not be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you have to learn how to, it's like Kimberly. it's like Kimberly said, you know, if you can't love yourself.
Yeah.
It almost makes you question like how well you're loving others, you know? So yeah, I think it's really cool. Like you definitely have to start inside first and then work your way out, you know? Yeah, that's crazy. Ugh. Like,
oh, I get so passionate about stuff like that.
I'm going to start quoting Kimberly in life.
Dude, me too. I'm going to be like, "Hey, my homegirl Kim, she said."
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not a princess, like, I'm a queen.
Who is this Kim?
I'm going to be like, "You don't know her."
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, cool. Well, let's get on into...
I'm excited for yours.
Yeah, me too. It is a heavy topic, but I feel like right now, like, it's important not to shy away from those, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's something that's so relatable to what a lot of people are going through. Yeah. So...
Plus, Kim's was so uplifting. I feel like I can handle this.
Yeah. Boom. Yes, let's do it. Okay. This is...
Kim. I call her Kim now. Yeah,
from Kim. This is titled "A Joyless Brother in a Beautiful World." Hi, ladies. I love your podcast so much. I constantly write it, write in with any problems I have. I don't expect you to read them all.
I love that.
It like hits me though, like in the heart, because I'm just like, I just wish
that we could read them all.
Like, what a great problem to have, you know, because it's showing that like we've grown to this point. But at the same time, like, I genuinely wish I could like talk to each person who writes in. You know what I mean?
But you know what's cool is like she's using us like a journal.
And I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's incredible. And
I think because humans are all going through slightly similar things, mm-hmm. that's something that's comforting to me to know too. Like, I'm going to talk about her issue, but I know for a matter of fact that there's so many other people who might have even written in that are dealing with the same thing. Mm-hmm. So like, that's comforting too.
Yeah.
Anyways, love you all. I mostly just do it as a form of journaling, and it helps me work through my problems.
Bam.
You knew, girl.
Like Sixth Sense or something.
Now to get into my name. What? Oh, now. Sorry.
What?
I was like, I'm confused. Now to get into it. My name is Lillian. Don't worry. You can say my name. And I'm turning 17 in a week. Girl.
Ooh, 17's a good year.
What's a birthday song you always sing? Happy birthday.
Happy
keep going.
Birthday, happy.
That's not it.
What song?
The one that you always sing with your family.
Oh.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. Happy birthday. We really, really love you. Happy birthday. May all your dreams come true.
Hey.
Woo.
Oh my gosh, look at Chloe. She's pissed.
Chloe, literally, my dog Chloe was asleep right next to me and she just woke up and gave us the death stare. Like, wait, how dare
I need to get a video of her?
We even think of waking
Chloe,
her up.
Chloe. Chloe.
Oh, she pissed.
Chloe.
Chloe, you want to say something? I was just trying to be like My Favorite Murder when the cats talk. Chloe doesn't say anything, so.
Let me try with Charles. Charles. They just sniff the mic.
Yeah, it's funny.
And anyways, you guys are like, shut up, but we're very interested.
Sorry. We really digress there. Anyways.
My oldest brother, who is my favorite brother, or who was my favorite brother growing up. Don't tell my other brothers. She has four brothers. Wow.
It's a lot of brothers.
That's dope. I don't wish I grew up with more brothers, but I love
love brothers.
Yes.
But that's a lot of brothers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's a grown up with a family of his own. He has always been there for me growing up and always supported me in everything I wanted to do. But lately he has been dealing with depression. I hate seeing him this way and I can feel it starting to bring me down every time I'm around him. I'm a type 9 like Ashley.
Hey.
So I hate confrontation, which means you can probably guess I haven't brought this up to him. And I don't plan on doing that. I just want to bring the joy back into his life. He deserves to be happy after everything he's done for me. So how do I give joy back to someone who's lost it? Thank you for reading. Y'all are the dynamic duo we all need in our life.
Oh, I love that.
Lillian. I think that this topic is something like we've both dealt with people who've dealt with depression in our lives. And honestly, like I've dealt with just like kind of glimpses of times where I've like started to go down that road. But I have this really soft spot for people in the lives of other people going through it.
Yeah.
Because I know like at a young age, I think I've talked about it in another episode, but dealt with a friend who was deep in depression and like suicidal thoughts and stuff like that. And I watched how that completely destroyed me,
mm-hmm.
and how I didn't, all of the things I did out of love and trying to help were actually more harmful for not only her, but for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this soft spot for, probably because I am a 2 and all I think about is like how to help people, but mm-hmm. for people who are trying so hard to help, but they don't know what to do, you know?
And that's a hard situation because everyone wants to encourage the way they know how to encourage or what would help them, but that's not necessarily best for the situation.
No. And like you've talked about like how sometimes like when you start to, you know, maybe get in a funk or something and like the things that you need are not always the things that like all of mm-hmm. us try to do. And
yeah, we talked about this on our Enneagram.
Yeah. Night. And it was so valuable for us to hear you just say, like, guys, when I'm going through it, this is what's going on, and this is what I need from you, you know? But a lot of times people who are deep in depression, I don't think they even know how to put words to, like, what's going on. So it's hard to know, how do I love them in the way they need to be loved, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You should have an Enneagram night.
Girl, Oh, honestly, I would find out what his number is. And honestly, maybe, like, him taking the Enneagram test might be a good distraction and a way for him to, like, kind of, like, think inwardly about, like, what's going on in his own.
Yeah, and I mean, the Enneagram's just, like, one option. Myers-Briggs is another great one.
That's a good one.
And I would encourage doing both, because I think doing stuff like that, that, like, self-reflective tests like that really make you, like, really inspect you. You become very introspective and start, like, almost diagnosing yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's very reassuring, very freeing in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Just to find out, like, whoa, I thought I was so complicated, but there's a number for me. That
means totally.
There's, like, so many other people that relate to exactly how I feel. And that helped me a lot. And I'm sure that would help him a lot. So you should send him all of the personality tests you can find.
Like, I know, so I'm a two, which is, like, the helper, right? And we're, like, constantly, like, loving on people, like, trying to fix everything, trying to be there. But one thing I've always struggled with is I can get really angry. Mm-hmm. Like, 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah. Real quick. You know that song?
Yeah. So I always struggled and had so much guilt about that. And when I started reading about it too, and that one of their biggest struggles is, like, learning to accept that anger that they feel sometimes, instantly I was freed from, like, so much guilt, because I was able to be like, oh, and, like, really think through and understand why I feel that way. Mm-hmm. So, like Ash was saying, like, I think there's something so freeing with someone, like, reading through and being like, oh, okay, like, I really relate to this. Like, oh, okay, I don't as much to this, but this makes so much sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Anywho. It's really interesting. I never put this together, but Taryn, when she's in an unhealthy state, according to the Enneagram, goes to a number 8, mm-hmm. which is the challenger, and harbors a lot of anger usually, and is really good at expressing that. And it's hilarious because I'm a 9 and I'm right next to 8.
Yeah.
So the problem with 9s is, like, we're supposed to be the peacemaker and we hate confrontation, but we have a lot of anger because we're right next to 8.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
And it's so funny because, like,
but Taryn's really good at expressing when she's angry usually. And I just shut down.
Yeah. But I've loved reading about that and knowing that we both struggle with, like, dealing with that, like, anger that builds up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Oh my gosh. We can talk about the Enneagram all day. Okay. So instead of, like, well, obviously I want us to both, like, add personal things, but I went to healthline.com. There's tons of different, like, websites and things that are out there that I would really encourage everyone to, obviously you need to check that it's, like, a reliable source, but there's so many things out there that I think we can, like, look into. I also think that this is a topic that's very, like, appropriate for this time, mm-hmm. because I think that depression is something we're going to see a spike in, especially as this time continues. You're not getting as much sunshine. You're not getting as much, like, human interaction. So I think this is good for us to, like, kind of see, like, what's a game plan of, like, how we can approach this.
I love that.
Okay, so, like, just to start, some signs of depression: sad or tearful, more pessimistic than usual, hopeless about the future, talking about feeling guilty, empty, worthless, less interested in spending time with people, upset easily, unusually irritable, less energy, move slowly, seem just generally kind of out of it, less interest in their appearance, neglecting hygiene, trouble sleeping, trouble concentrating on things, eating less or more. And then obviously, like, the more severe it gets, talking about, like, suicidal things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just some things to, like, keep an eye out for.
I love that. That's good.
Yeah. And because I feel like, I don't know about you, but there's certain words in culture that I feel like we've diminished. Like, mm-hmm. I say all the time, oh, I'm so depressed. I didn't get my Diet Coke last night. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Or, like, I feel like everyone even will watch, like, oh, how do I say this? We'll watch a movie or will like play a hard game and be like, "Ooh, man, that made me anxious."
Yeah.
When it's like someone who really deals with anxiety would be like,
yeah,
okay, screw you. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like, we don't think about it. Like I say that all the time. And my sister struggles with anxiety and it's not malicious in any way at all. But it's like, no, there's a deepness to like actually having anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, or like actually being depressed, you know?
Yeah. No, I think there was one episode where I said something about like, oh my gosh, I'm like, did I just have a seizure or something, like joking? Yeah. And someone responded and was like, you shouldn't joke about that. And it's like, it's so hard because you never know whose feelings you're gonna hurt. And like, honestly, I never have an intention of like hurting anyone's feelings, but it's, we do become numb to certain things, or like so many comedies like play off of certain things and you don't even realize what you pick up through. Dude, like
even just, growing up, like the things that used to be allowed to and be funny. Said that oh my were gosh. Hilarious.
Horrible.
Like the older I get, the more I'm like, why was I understand? Like, I realize we're going into like, luckily, like I think the next generation is very aware of all these things.
Yeah.
And I think all these things are being talked about more, which is good. But like, I don't understand why that was funny in the first place.
No, the one that always triggered me, and it's funny because it still triggered me when I was younger, is the when people would use the word like retard or
that's
something.
That's literally what I was thinking in my head. Yeah.
And it's so
I like, said it all the time as a kid.
Yeah, but you didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, and even like, you know, like homosexual terms that you use as negative things. Like, and it's not until you get like older and more aware that you're like, oh, that makes sense why someone would hear that and be like, if that's a word that maybe like my brother has, you know, a mental disability and you're saying this word as like, you just made a dumb mistake and you're associating that with like,
it's like something. Slap humor.
Yeah. It just, I don't even know why we're on this, but I do think like people who are dealing with depression and stuff, when people throw out stuff like that, they feel belittled. You know what
100%,
I mean?
100%. Yes.
Anyways. Wow. Hi, Soapbox. How you doing? Okay. Okay. So one, the first thing is listen. So let your friend know you're there for them. You can start a conversation by sharing maybe that you have a concern. You might say like, hey, it seems like you've been having hard time lately. What's going on? Keep in mind, they may want to talk or they may not, but be engaged when you're like listening to them, and also like let them kind of be in control of the conversation.
Yeah.
I will say listening is something that's hard.
Yeah.
And especially when you want to fix someone, it's hard to just shut your mouth and listen. But what I've done before in a conversation is I've counted to 15 before I say something. And I'm not even joking, without a doubt, even though I'm uncomfortable in the silence and I want to say something, the longer that I've given just a pause, usually that other person will then start to talk because they now are okay and ready.
Yeah.
So sometimes we just need to shut up and be okay with like just being quiet.
I think there is something very beautiful in like allowing there to be a silence.
Yeah. I fully agree.
I think it becomes, I don't want to, maybe somber.
Yeah.
You know, and also there's something that's very, reassuring when you're with someone who you're able to sit in silence with.
Yeah.
You know, because I think when I think of like sitting in silence with someone, I can only think of a few people that I would feel comfortable doing that with, because in truth, like anyone that I'm not super close with, I'm constantly trying to fill up all the blank empty space. So that it's not awkward.
Silence feels intimate.
It
you know?
Is very intimate. Yeah. If you could sit in silence with someone, then, I feel like walls are down and you feel comfortable to do that. You don't feel the desire to have to entertain them, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I've talked about it before. But like, honestly, one of the most meaningful interactions I've had, and I know I've told you a billion times, but I can't remember if I've talked about it on here, was when I probably like one of my lowest points was my breakup. And, my brother Brett, I was sitting in my bedroom and I was just like, I just could not stop crying. Like, could not stop crying. And I remember he like peeked his head in. He saw that I was sitting there. And I remember feeling like instantly like annoyed, like I don't want to talk, you know? He shut my door and then like 10 seconds go by and he opens my door and he has a pillow in his hand. And he came and just put his pillow like at the foot of my bed and like just laid on the floor. And I remember, gets me emotional every time, but I remember just like sobbing and like just knowing like he was there. Like we didn't exchange words at all, but mm-hmm. I felt so supported. And yeah. so I think we need to like realize that sometimes like you don't have to say anything. It's yeah. just like being there for a person, you know?
Yeah. I had a similar, my very first like big, my like big, big breakup. I had like come back from work, which was like the worst.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Working trying when to you're get sad. Through work.
Oh. Yeah. And I like sat on the couch and I was like sobbing and my dad came over and he just like held my hand and did not say a yeah, word, didn't acknowledge beautiful. It, didn't try to, you know, comfort me with any words whatsoever, just held my hand while I sobbed and it like meant the world to me.
Yeah. No, yeah. it's so beautiful. I love that. Number two, help them find support. So a lot of times when people are dealing with depression or issues like that, they're kind of unsure of like how to reach out for help. So even if they know like therapy is a thing, it may seem like a big like task. So one of the things they're suggesting is, you know, just casually throwing out. And obviously this is not something you want to start with, but like if you've talked about like, hey, like something seems whatever, maybe like saying like, hey, like I know that there's this company that like you can just like have a phone call with, or like, oh, you know, my friend actually started seeing someone and like loves it. Or like, hey, I actually looked into therapy not that long ago. And like, this was a really cool place I found. So just casually like maybe throwing out like, hey, here are some resources if you're interested. Yeah. And sometimes just hearing like, oh, there are things I can do is like helpful. Going along with the therapy thing, support them in continuing. We've talked about this so many times.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it feels like you take that first step, like, well, I went once, so I'm good now. You know oof, what I mean? Oof, or yeah. you don't like your therapist. So you're like, well, I tried it and I hated it. But mm-hmm. what do we say? It's like trying on a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. Some 8.5s fit, some 8.5s are too small. You got to find the right fit. So just encouraging them like, hey, like, well, why don't you still go? Like, it's good to go. Like, I've been going and I don't even have anything I identify as like wrong in my life right now, but it's still valuable. Mm-hmm. Same for like medication and stuff, you know, it's like, you don't want to just be like, oh, cool, I feel better, I'm not going to finish my antibiotic pack.
That's
like,
literally, that was going to be the other example yeah. I was going to give. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just stop mid Z-pack.
Yeah. No, girl, you got to finish that Z-pack. The next one I loved is take care of yourself. When you are caring so hard for someone who's dealing with stuff, it's draining, but it's like that whole, we've talked about it before, the whole like on airplanes, like put your mask on first and then put on someone else's. Like mm-hmm. you can't help put on someone's mask if you're dead.
Right.
So yeah. you got to like make sure that you are filling up and you're healthy and it's okay to step aside and get healthy so that you can be supportive to someone else.
Yeah.
And with that comes, you know, like setting boundaries, self-care, like all that stuff. Next one is actually like learn about depression on your own. Mm. I think again, because it's something in society we just like throw out so often, I don't think a lot of us realize like what actually is depression, like what are causes, what are symptoms, like what are tendencies. And I think it's important to actually like educate ourselves.
Yeah.
Another way is offer to help with just like everyday tasks.
Yeah.
So, you know, day-to-day tasks in depression can sometimes feel super overwhelming.
Yeah.
So just looking for like easy things you can do to help. So say like, you know, they need groceries, like being like, hey, obviously quarantine is a little rough, but like being like, hey, like I'm doing an order on Instacart right now. Like, do you guys need anything at your house? Like, do you want me to order you anything?
Yeah. Or like if you just notice their laundry's piling up.
Yeah.
Throw it in the laundry. Like little things like that mean the world to me when people do stuff like that.
Yeah. And there's ways to be strategic. Like you can literally say, because obviously he has his own family, so I'm assuming he lives somewhere
true.
Else.
Yes.
You can be like, bro, I'm literally going out of my mind. I'm so bored. Like, can I come over and like, I'll clean your house. Like, I just need something to do. So you don't have to make it seem like I would love to help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you can find ways to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extend loose invitations. People with depression may have a hard time reaching out to friends or making and keeping plans, and canceling plans can seem to contribute to guilt as well. So instead of making it like a plan that they have to cancel, being like, hey, like I'm doing this, I'm having dinner tomorrow night, like I'm gonna try a new recipe, like if you want to come, like totally make it, but no worries, like if you can't. So then that way they don't feel the pressure, but then they also, it still is an extension of like, hey, like, come get yourself out of the house. Come, like, socialize if you can. Mm-hmm. Another thing is just being patient. It usually improves over time. It can be a slow process. They may have tried a few approaches, but, you know, you have to deal with one symptom at a time.
Yeah.
So every time they start to show a little bit of progress and then may take a step back, things like that, like, just be patient and don't kind of, you know, go overboard with, like, oh my gosh, they're better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stay in touch. Know the different forms depression can take. So whether it's, oh, they're super angry or they're super withdrawn, like, there's different things you can look for. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but, like, even in listing the symptoms, I was like, oh, like, yeah, those are a lot of, like, different things that it can look like, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of things not to do. So try not to take things personally.
Yes. I feel like, me personally, I tend to get in, especially, I think it's become very obvious in quarantine, that I get in funks a lot. Just, like, I just get, like, moody, or I'll get upset or frustrated or just feeling a little down. And one of the most frustrating things is when people will constantly be like, hey, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you good? Are you all right? Do you need anything? Do you need a moment? And it's just like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah. And then I, like, blow up. So usually, I mean, it's very rarely that I blow up. I usually throw myself in my room before that happens.
Yeah.
So typically what I've, because, you know, I've become more aware of this over the years, I usually end up locking myself in my room by the time someone's asked me the first question. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need to go to my room. So I'll go to my room, and 99% of the time, no one did anything. It's literally just me. And I've had to reassure Taryn, since she's new to the house, you know, and TK, since she just recently started living here during quarantine. I've had to very much, like, explain that they did nothing wrong, and I'm not mad at them.
Yeah.
Like, this has nothing to do with you. I need space.
Yeah.
And I love my space, but me closing my door and being in my room for an hour has nothing to do with you. It's just, this is for me. And I think they, you know, Taryn knows that better now. TK, I think, is fully starting to understand that. But yeah, it's not personal. I just need a break.
Yeah. And I think too, like, sometimes, like, you react out of places, and it's easy for other people to, because we all are, like, selfish in nature, like, whether you mean to be or not. Mm-hmm. It's easy for someone to be like, oh my gosh, I was just trying to help and she snapped at me, mm-hmm. or he snapped at me. So it's like realizing, like, you got to know, like, people act, when people are hurt, they react in ways that, like you said, like, it's not about you. It's not about, like, oh, I'm mad at you or things like that, you know? So it's easy, or it's good to just remember, like, this is not personal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to fix them. It is depression and can be a serious mental health condition. So it's hard to understand exactly what they're going through and what they're experiencing, but it's not something that can be cured by someone else just being like, well, let's be grateful for the things we have, or just stop thinking about those things. You know what I mean? Like, don't try to fix them. And then that'll take away that pressure of you being so invested. Like, oh, I'm failing. I'm not making them better. Like, you can do all these little things, but don't try to be the solution.
Yeah.
Don't try to give, like, life-changing advice. Like, well, eat this, do that, because sometimes they're not ready to, like, hear it. Don't minimize or compare their experience. I love that one. And then obviously, you know when it's time to intervene, when, you know, you think they're a danger to themselves or other people, then obviously that's when you reach out for help. And there's, you know, like, the suicide hotline, there's suicide prevention, there's things like that. Obviously that's on the extreme side of it, but I think these are good reminders of how to approach it, because sometimes it's unnatural.
Yeah. I think it's good to just keep a watchful eye, especially during quarantine. I think it's good to remember that first list of, like, what depression might look like, and just keeping an eye on your loved ones. And if you start seeing little signs like that, maybe move on to the next step and just be like, all right, like, I think they might be going through this. Let me do something for them. Let me check in on them here and there, but, like, definitely don't hover.
Yeah.
Keep an eye from a distance. Don't make them feel, you know,
overwhelmed
that they might be headed towards depression.
Yeah.
Just support them in that way.
Yeah. And Lillian, I know you love your brother. I mean, I have brothers, girl. Like, I totally can relate to that. And I know being a nine, like I definitely feel like I know nines more just from Ash. Yeah. But I think, you know, you loving him and taking care of him can look like a lot of different things. And I know it feels scary to start a conversation, but I think even just a simple like, hey, like I've been noticing lately, like you seem kind of down. Like, is there anything I can do? Just like a light thing like that mm-hmm. might just help him to like open up a line of like, okay, like my sister knows like something's wrong. Like she's
it's
someone
good
I can
them
go
to. Know yeah. That people are noticing.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I fully agree. And then, like I said, I feel like we gave some ideas. Hopefully some of this helps, but we're definitely here for you. And I know a lot of people are going through the same thing. And I think we all need to keep an eye out for our loved ones and just kind of pay attention for little signs that, you know, we might need to support them in a unique way.
Yeah, definitely.
Freaking great. I love that.
I really appreciate both of our writers today because they were both very vulnerable with us. And I loved that. I'm sure. I know the listeners did too.
Love, love, love.
Love, love, love.
All right. I have a dad joke.
Yeah, you do. I knew you did. I was waiting for you to say it.
Okay. I asked my wife to rate my listening skills and she said, you're an 8 on a scale of 10. I still don't get why she wanted me to urinate on a skeleton.
Do you get it?
Yeah. I literally was like, urinate.
Dude, guys, you guys should follow. It's Dad Says Jokes on Twitter. It's all his posts are just dad jokes.
That's
it's great.
Fantastic. It's so
anyways,
good.
We freaking love you guys. Keep mm-hmm. killing your quarantine. We're here for you.
Stay safe. Stay healthy. Wear your mask. Wash your damn hands.
Your freaking masks.
Yep.
Tell them, Ash.
Do it.
She's like, I already did.
I just did. I'm not going to repeat myself.
And now Ashley's going to end us out by hitting a random button.
Ooh.
Don't think about it. Just do it.
That was a good one.
Bye, guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.